The Marine Corps is in the process of developing its first set of cyber doctrines. They're designed to help commanders build cyberspace operations into their battle plans, better defend their own networks, and help integrate cyber with more mature fields of electronic warfare. We get more now from Federal News Radio's DoD reporter, Jared Serbu.
The doctrine is a Marine Corps-specific implementation of the cyber doctrine DoD first published in secret form 2 years ago. The current version is still an interim draft, but it's based on the service's current thinking that it needs to ensure that cyber capabilities are not treated as a specialized field, but instead are tightly integrated into Marine air ground task forces and managed by commanders just as they would any other warfighting tool. Colonel Gregory Brazil is the commander of the Marine Corps Cyber and Electronic Warfare Integration Division.
We call it an interim pub because we know we're going to learn over the next couple years on how to operate in this domain, and we're going to have to shape our doctrine as we go forward.
While it refines the formal doctrine, Brazil says the service is also adjusting the professional military education courses it develops for senior leaders so that they begin to think of cyber as a domain they will be responsible to leverage and manage in any future fight.
So that all of our officers from the very start understand the importance of cyberspace operations in the planning process. We've got to build a different cultural mindset because we get focused on kinetic operations, especially in the Marine Corps. We love to blow things up. But we really want to understand, you know, and have our operational folks understand that cyberspace is another capability that they should be planning for. They don't even understand the vulnerabilities we have. As we learn through experimentation and test and evaluation of our platforms, we're learning that we have more vulnerabilities than we may have understood before. When you start to string together a system of systems, you start to introduce different complexities. And so we're learning that we have to test and evaluate that whole system of systems end, because one configuration on one end can impact the other end, even though we may have isolated, looked at from a cybersecurity standpoint, each system and accredited it. We need to make sure that we look at the whole picture when we do that.
In parallel with the creation of the new cyber doctrine, the Marine Corps wants to update its doctrine for the more mature field of electronic warfare, based in part on the premise that cyber and EW are increasingly converging into one discipline. Brazil says the Spectrum Operations publication is still in draft form, but it will be published soon.
Which complements the cyberspace operations doctrine so that we are moving forward with a unified effort to bring these communities together so that we can really enable the MAGTAP commander to understand what capabilities he has for non-kinetic fires on the front end. And really all it is an organizing concept to bring the intel, communications, and the operations communities together so that they can do better planning for cyberspace and electronic warfare capabilities.
As a predecessor to formal doctrine, the Marine Corps established a cyber and electromagnetic warfare coordination cell and published some of its initial operating concepts last spring. The 13th Marine Expeditionary Unit was the first to employ them during exercises last year, and Brazil says the Marines want to continue to embed cyber and EW capabilities in the rest of their units, even while the Marine Corps continues to develop doctrine for how they'll be employed.
So not only the cyber mission forces that we're building to support Cybercom and MARFOR Cyber, we're also looking at internal to the MAGTAFs on what kind of capabilities do they need and the skill sets do they need. We've got these different communities of cybersecurity guys, and we've got the SIGINT guys, and trying to figure out what's the right mix down there so that we have the expertise in those deployed forces at the right place to do planning and understand the capabilities and how to request those capabilities up through the chain. So that is a concept that's still in further development, and we relook these concepts every time we go out because we're learning as we go through.
To train its personnel for cyber, last fall, the Marine Corps built its own cyber range, co-located with the DoD range near Quantico, Virginia. But in addition to serving as a training ground for its people, Brazil says the service is using it to test its existing systems for cybersecurity vulnerabilities and to speed up the process of certification and accreditation. The slogan is CNA in a day.
We took one of our largest programs for command and control for the aviation side of the house and took it over there, and it took us 2 days to get the CNA process completed. That's phenomenal. And so the tools that they're running at the range, enabling us to speed up the acquisition process for our warfighting platforms is going to be significant. Also, that range, we've created a training platform so that the operating forces can use it to run exercises in the range. We can rapidly stand up a MEF level exercise all the way down to a smaller unit exercise. We also provide individual training for those Marines that need specific skill sets to connect to the range and do their training. So this is all fairly new. It's just recently been built, and we're starting to learn through this process.
The changes are part of what the Marine Corps and U.S. Cyber Command refer to as a year of transition, during which the military aims to merge its cyber forces into genuine operational capabilities that can be employed by commanders at all levels, even while those forces are still being built. Major General Daniel O'Donohue, the commander of Marine Forces Cyber Command, says cyber is already part of modern warfare, but until now, it's been treated as the responsibility of service CIOs and signal officers.
Those are tools for the operational commander. And if the operational commander doesn't own this, we're going to get what the CIO delivers. The risk and the consequence associated with cyber is owned by the commander. We have disassociated that, frankly, with using specialized communities taking risk, acquisition managers taking risk, or staffs taking risks that are probably that of the commander. That's been, what's the consequence of that? It's not clear either in the operational domain how you're going to fight and is the risk that's going to be taken by the commander, but also in the acquisition and how do you field a capability? How do you prioritize risk if you don't have a good understanding of the threat and the vulnerability, the consequences, and thus the risk? And so in this year, what we need is get an engagement at the operational level. How do you fight this, combine arms and multi-domain? And then the institutional level, alignment of the communities that are involved. C4 in the Marine Corps, Intel, Cyber, of which I'm a part, and significantly, MARCOR CISCOM.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.